CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Look, we have a lot of fun on this show. There's no doubt about that. And we're not a show that milks the emotion. You know, we're not someone that we won't just get on air and talk about something emotional just to draw people in that way. Do you know what I mean? So when we talk about some serious stuff, it's genuine because we've, I don't know, either been through it ourselves or experienced it in some way.
Or it's affecting us in our everyday life. So
exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so Bourke Street Mall has been a big news topic in the last week. And I was in Melbourne over the weekend and I wanted to go down there. My uncle, he's not a very emotional guy. And Michael Graham, who you've met, he's a jovial guy. He said, if you go into Melbourne City, you have to go down there and have a look at the memorial. Like, you just have to go down there just to get a sense of what happened there. And for anyone that doesn't know what happened, the guy drove his car onto the footpath, hunted people down.
And in those people that are passed away, there was kids, babies.
Exactly.
Mothers.
And that's the thing about it. These kids, these are defenseless kids, only months old. One of them as well. And it's an eerie feeling because I was there on Australia Day in Melbourne and I went down there to have a look and there's all this fun stuff happening for Australia Day. You know, there was a parade and then right next to it, there's people having a look at these memorials that have been set up. And so many people have come down and put flowers down and they've put messages. There was a book that you could write in. I honestly couldn't bring myself to write in the book. It would have brought me to tears. I was on the verge.
I guess you think about. People every day are walking through that mall. I was there 2 weeks ago, walking through Bourke Street Mall. I mean, it could have happened to anyone and anyone you know.
Yeah.
And you just don't think about how all those people's lives have changed forever.
Big time.
Not to mention all their families. Like, it'll never be the same.
And the people around them and the people that were there that day and survived as well. And I took a photo of this note that was left there. And I won't say who it was from until the end of the note, but I just thought I'd take a photo of this note because when I read it, I, for whatever reason, it connected with me and I just teared up straight away. So I'll try and get through this, but here's the note, okay? So this is what the note says. And it is a little bit sort of heavy, so just a pre-warning about that. It says, as I lay here but I'm struggling. I've got this. As I lay here but mere metres away, my heart shattered and broken, images frozen into my head, hopelessness felt, for I could do nothing to prevent the evil awake constantly from my sleep as the images flood back. So this is someone that was there. Started by each siren I hear, I will never ever forget you all and the sacrifices you made. I feel so much for your loved ones, gone but never forgotten. I am so sorry I couldn't help. From the homeless man down the road outside Zara. And so I was standing there reading it and I've looked over and I thought, is he still there? And I've looked over and, of course, there's Zara and there's this homeless man just laying.
I know the guy.
Do you know the guy?
I know the guy and he's been there for years, a long time.
So and I looked over and this guy's just laying there homeless and he's obviously witnessed the whole thing and he's written this note.
How articulate and beautiful of that man.
I know, that's what I mean. I mean, have a look at that note. He's taken the time to write that note and leave it at the memorial site on Bourke Street.
Isn't that amazing?
I know, and straight away I read that and just thought.
And you know what, I guess that's the solace you have to take is that people come together in times like this.
Yep.
And there's still enough love in the world to get through such hate.
Exactly. And a lot of people were saying, what are they going to do with all this stuff, all the flowers? It would be a shame for it to go to waste. But
I think they
collect it all up like they did with the Sydney Siege.
Yeah.
And they collect it all up and they turn it into some sort of memorial that they can keep on Bourke Street Mall. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things when we were there and you can take this into your day today, whatever little – I always think this – whatever little – things you've got going on that you worry about, little tiny things that you spend time. Let it go. Honestly, because I hate to get all philosophical and stuff, but life is that short. And these people were just having lunch, going about their day, and bang, that's it. So, yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd take a photo of that and share it with
and
you guys.
Spare a thought for all those families and those people that have gone through that today and just think about it.
Exactly. And everyone else that's in hospital, still recovering, speedy recovery.
Thoughts and prayers are with everyone.
Exactly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
What's going down?
Nothing.
What's happening?
I just have everyone in the studio right now. I just wanted to bring up this story I saw over the weekend.
Yep.
Interesting profession that he has over in Bosnia. Her name is Hava Selebic, and she's 80 years old. And for a living, she likes to lick people's eyeballs clean.
How do you make money from that?
She charges 10 euros, which is $14.
Per eyeball?
No, that's just per licking.
Double. So you get two.
No,
done.
That's the whole session.
That's what I mean. 14, two eyes, yeah. 14 bucks.
Yeah, so it's a good deal.
Bargain.
She says that she uses her tongue to remove pieces of lead, iron, coal, sawdust, and glass that are stuck in people's eyes. There's people all over the world that come to see this lady.
Well, first things first, filth. It's filthy. That you're even, I mean.
So how she does it, right?
Now
she gets people to sit in a chair and she raises their eyelid up and she sticks her tongue out, licking the top of the eyeball.
You've now, got Rach filming and I'm going to say right now, I'm not getting my eyeball licked.
What I'm going to propose, producer Rach, you're in on this as well. Who in the room here is going to let me lick their eyeball?
Not me.
Definitely not me.
Rach.
Come on, guys.
No,
Rach.
Honestly, I'm so sensitive around the eyes, Brie.
Just one little lick of the eyeball.
Can't.
I'm not going to give you pink eye.
Who? Oh, that's debatable.
That's not healthy for you either, to be licking someone's bodily fluids.
Oh, here we go.
You don't know where these eyes have been. I look at some dodgy stuff.
Yeah, my tongue's going to be so dirty after the sights you were looking at last night.
If only your tongue knew.
Come on, guys. I thought we were friends here. I wanted to give it a go. This might be my, job I do on the side.
Okay, well, look, take us out of it. Mm-hmm. Whose eyeball would you like to lick? Now, we all have to agree here, guys. Whoever Bree picks, at least go with her little experiment. So, whose eyeball would you like to lick?
I feel like...
Oh, take your pick.
It's rough because girls wear makeup. And I don't want to be licking mascara.
Don't go me, Brie, honestly. This is weird if you pick me. If you pick me out of this room.
Your eyes would have seen some horrible things.
Yeah.
Some graphic sights.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm going to say.
I reckon I'm the newsreader.
Emily's eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not serious, eh? Luckily, I'm not wearing makeup.
Just a little, just let me try it.
Just experiment a little bit, you know? It's like you've been in the 70s or something.
That's fine. I don't care. Are we allowed to do this, though?
Oh, like, she's pulling the HR. Pulling the HR on us.
Rach, are you in?
It's fine.
Come on. Just a little lick. Be big. I'll just be like.
Just a little touch. Just a quick little.
Like that. Let's get this thing on the roll.
I just want to say on air that I did not force you into that. Can you say that didn't happen?
Put your disclaimer.
Please,
yeah, a little disclaimer.
To the salon eyeball licking.
Oh,
just put your head down here.
I need some sort of massage weird music.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this. All right.
Hang on.
I'm letting you do this.
All right,
are you ready?
So just
look down.
There's a video of this happening right now, but
no.
Is this why you wanted this music? Is this why you wanted...
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, the lick is in.
You just combed my eyelashes with your tongue.
Is that why you requested Pony from Genuine? Is that for that?
No.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, I played it anyway. Okay.
I feel like I probably need to do more of a TAFE course before I open up my own eyeball licking salon.
Forget what. Let's get a review from Em, okay?
How was it?
It was a little flutter of a lick. It was.
Okay. Did it feel nice?
Not really, with my neck bent across the table.
She felt very stressed.
Do you feel violated in any way?
Yeah.
What about a bite massage? Do you want one of those?
No, thanks.
Okay.
No.
Look out. She will never be back in here ever again. Are you all right?
I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I need to look up new career options.
You're weird for even suggesting it, to be honest.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I found out this list online this morning and it was titled Kids Say the Creepiest Things. Remember that show? And it was Kids Say the Darnest Things.
Yep.
It was so cute
and
adorable.
I did like that show. Who hosted that show?
Let's not talk about that.
No,
I think it was Bill Cosby.
It was too.
Why would you bring
I didn't remember that.
Nice work.
Hey, he was pretty funny on that show.
Let's move
on.
I
mean, the bad stuff is not good. Okay, but it was funny in the time on. And the kids.
Yeah,
and the
all
doing
right.
the thing.
Anyway, my favourite new website, Reddit, which...
You're loving that.
Oh, it's so good. People write the funniest stuff on there and you can just find hilarious things.
The co-owner's going out with Serena Williams now,
that's
engaged.
That's right. He was at the Oz Open final the other night.
He's killing it from your views. But anyway, these kids stuff. Yep.
But they've compiled a list of these are real things that kids have said to their parents.
Okay.
And it's now, creepy.
I don't have kids, so, I mean, I've got nephews and stuff, but... I guess they could be a little bit creepy. 13, 12, 16, if you've got anything you'd like to add to this list, of course.
We'd love to hear stuff your kids have said.
Come on, hit us with some of the stuff.
The first one.
These possessed children.
So, this lady, she was tucking in her two-year-old and she said, "Goodbye, Mum." And the mum said, "No, we say goodnight at this time." She said, "I know. But this time it's goodbye."
Oh, no.
What is that? Em in the newsroom. She's got a two-year-old, so enjoy that, Em.
Did any one of them pass away that night?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to see if it was really goodbye or not.
Here comes another one.
Yes.
Last night, this is what my kid said. "Mummy, the man, the very big man with the big yellow eyes is looking at you." She looks. There was nothing. "I told him that there's no man there, and he is make-believe. My son laughs. Oh, he's hiding now. He knows where you live, Mum. And he said he's going to come back when you're sleeping."
Creepy, possessed kid.
What a creepy child. This is a good one.
Yeah.
The food one. Kid, four-year-old. "I want a cupcake." "Me, no, you can't have a cupcake." "Kid, I want a cupcake now, please." "Kid, oh, me, no." Kid whispers, "If you give me a cupcake, I won't cut your neck."
Oh, that one is just full on. That one is...
But you know what kids are like, and they take things
out of... They're so friendly when they're threatening to cut your... Jeez. I mean, I'd be sleeping with one eye open. How old is that kid?
4 years old.
Oh, nah, leave that kid at school. Forget to pick that kid up. Just
you
forget.
Want one more?
Yeah, one more.
I jokingly asked, "What's the best way to get a girlfriend?" My seven-year-old's response, "Tell her to be my girlfriend or she'll never see her parents again."
How old was that kid?
Seven.
Seven.
I mean, that would work.
I mean, yeah.
And it's
a boy, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look out, ladies, when he gets old enough.
Jeez.
Steer clear of
that. And from that, I'm never having children,
no,
ever.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Just thought I'd throw a community service announcement out there, Bree.
Yes.
Some people will agree, others will disagree with it, but I'm going to run with it anyway. I don't know where you sit on this.
Oh, no.
I don't know where you sit on this yet.
Okay, well, hit me with
it. Here it is. Couples.
Yes.
All right, so people in a relationship. There is no need to communicate publicly on a social media platform.
Oh, you mean like on a public post, right back and forth?
Facebook, that sort of thing. If you guys are talking to each other... It does not need to happen publicly. Send a private message.
I thought you were going to say there's no need to post so much stuff. And I was like, you can talk, mister.
Well, what do I do?
You post a lot.
Like what?
Oh, just nice stuff with you and your girlfriend.
Oh. Sorry for being in a...
But you don't communicate over Facebook in the public forum.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Who's doing it?
People can get involved, 13, 12, 16, if you're against me on this one and you think it's fine to just... Let your day-to-day business be
public
domain.
So are they fighting?
Domain.
Please tell me they're not fighting.
Opposite.
Because I've seen that before.
Rubbing it in. And I could get in trouble with these two, but I'm good friends with them and I'm just going to...
Who are they? Name them.
It. Unofficial, self-proclaimed mayor of Wombrel, Jason McGuinness.
Oh, Jason McGuinness,
yes.
Who works here in sales.
And Kate McGuinness went to their wedding, not last week, week before, but...
Oh, Jason and Kate.
Jason and Kate, okay? And so they're on holidays.
Newlyweds.
Newlyweds, they're on a honeymoon, which is great. That's awesome you guys are on your honeymoon. Don't need the itinerary every day, but anyway...
Says you!
Oh, come on. When I'm on holidays, I post some cool stuff, but at the same
time...
You're
holding a beer every day?
Yeah, that's all right. It's not me saying, oh, on the agenda today, this, this and this, here's all the cool stuff I'm doing.
He wanted to make everyone know what they were up to.
It's not about that. It's about this, okay? And I say this with love. So, Kate sends Jason the message and says, excuse me, husband.
Okay.
Will you be joining me for yoga this morning? Or are the waves just too good in Bali? He's written back, the waves are so good, but I'm namaste in the water this morning. Yogi Bear, here I come. We don't need to see this stuff.
Oh, that's too cutesy for me.
Just send it in a message to each other, guys. And I would say this, maybe not to their face, but if they were here... I would still be saying this.
All I want to know is how is he texting in the water? Is it a waterproof phone?
How's he doing that from the waves?
I don't know how he's doing that.
So they're doing waves, they're doing yoga, and they're letting everyone
and
know
they're
via
doing
the
other stuff.
One comment, one like by them on their own post.
Oh no!
Let's go to Brendan this morning. Morning, Brendan.
Morning.
Morning. How are we?
Good, very mate. Well. Do you know a couple who does this?
Yes. Yes. I watch my sister and her husband do it on my post all the time. It's just like, oh, can you bring, like, one of their baby stuff into another room and all that sort of... What? I commented on my post saying, oh, you know, you need some more nappy wipes.
Brendan gets excited because he's got a notification on Facebook. He opens it up and it's just a combo between his sister and her husband.
What a letdown.
Yeah, that's it. It's annoying. And then I wake up to a million and one notifications because they've decided to have a chat about everything on there.
And then a fight broke out, so it just started to get crazy.
You know, divorce papers have been served over there and all.
Post the whole thing. Brendan. Post the whole thing online for
babies
everyone to see.
Babies have been conceived through the internet.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Australia Day.
Yes.
There's a few idiots that always manage to go a little bit too hard.
Isn't it the idiots that make this country great? Isn't it? Without the idiots.
Debatable.
Without the idiots, to some degree, this country wouldn't be what it is.
This guy, though, in Camden, got caught on a motorised esky down the street. Popping wheelies.
Done for speeding, didn't
doing
he?
Doing over the speed limit.
On a motorised esky. I was just watching the video. There's not much to this, but have a listen to his mates getting right into it. Who says we're not a simple nation?
Apparently, everyone from the pubs were watching and everyone was laughing and getting involved until the cops turned up at 7:30 at night and done him for speeding 20 kilometres over in a 50 zone.
How does he get a... I didn't know these eskies could go 70 k's.
Oh, no, wait. It says here he was travelling 20 kilometres in a 50 zone. Oh.
I thought being on the footpath, which is what I've seen the video on, I thought being on the footpath... Maybe there's a speed limit on the footpath of 5Ks. You know, you can't walk any faster than 5Ks.
Drive a motorised vehicle on the footpath. He also got done for a DUI.
Oh, well, that's
because obviously
good.
He'd been drinking during Australia Day and he blew 0.162.
Wow.
So three times the legal limit.
So that moves. So drink driving also moves into the motorised esky realm.
Because you don't think about that.
No.
When you've been drinking. Like, you obviously think of a car and a motorbike and all the other, you know, vehicles.
It's the same with a bike, right? A bicycle.
I had this fight with one of my friends on Australia Day because we had bikes at the place we were staying at in Byron and she goes, oh, let's just ride the bikes. And I was like, we've been drinking.
See, now what's your take on that? Because I look at the bicycle, and I think... That I'm not going to do anyone damage on that, surely. Like, in a car, they'd hear me out. In a car, I'm going to do damage if I'm drink driving.
What if you ride in front of a car and they hit you?
Well, then I'm an idiot. No? I'm not going to... Do you know what I mean?
You could still do heaps of damage.
But I could do that walking home.
Nah,
I could
still
walk home and stumble in front of a car.
Yeah, but it's different because you're on a bike. I just think, just don't.
I just think that's a safer way to go, is all I'm saying. If you're going to try and get home, ride your bike home. Not, I mean, now that I know that's illegal, don't do that. But I can see.
Well, oh, man.
Especially don't get on a motorised esky.
Yeah.
What have you got for us, Producer H? Oh, hang on a sec. There you go. Go again.
You can also get booked if you're riding a horse drunk.
Yes, I have heard that as well. God. Do you remember at the place we used to work at, they had a couple of these motorized Eskies? And I remember when we first got them, I don't think you were there yet, we first got these Eskies and they go pretty fast. And everyone around the office was getting on them and having a go around the office. And then BJ, who worked in finance.
Yeah, sort of nerdy, kind of nerdy, straight, short, real straight bit, guy.
Yeah.
It looks like George Costanza, like accounting, that sort of guy.
That
yeah.
Type. He goes, oh, give me a go. And he jumps on this motorized Esky. And he tears down that, you know, the main bridge in the office and he goes around this loop and he goes a bit too hard and he's come clean off the Esky.
Stacked it.
Broke his kneecap.
Oh, that's heavy. He must have been going quick.
Anyway, they pulled up the surveillance cameras because they had all the footage and they just replayed the video of it like every day for 3 months.
He's the straightest guy though. His wife, when he got home, would not have believed that story.
At all.
He gets home and goes, how'd you break your kneecap? Well,
I was on a motorized
Esky. No, you weren't, BJ.
Come on, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Recently, I've been looking into, I want to plan a holiday for this year. And I was thinking, where can I go that's cheap because I have no money?
You've done Vietnam.
I've done, I'd go back there, to be honest. And
mix it up. You want to do something else.
I want to do something else. And I was on Trivago, that website, and I came across this interesting tab that talks about a naycation. Have either of you heard about this?
Not heard of a naycation. I'm across a staycation.
Naycation, meaning a naked vacation.
There you go.
A raunchy vacation for you and your loved one.
Right up your alley.
And I was like, well, don't have anyone to go with, so can't do that. But
is it just for couples? Because if you're going
that's
as
a good question.
If you're going as a single and they're naked too, you know what you're getting straight up.
I think you can go as a single if you want to get loose. But okay. I read into, they've done the best places around the world that you can have these naycations. And one of the ones that made the list was right here in Australia.
Byron Bay?
No, not Byron Bay. It's a place called Turtle Cove Beach Resort in Cairns.
Watch the turtles. Look out for them. Turtles bopping their head out.
They've given the raunchiness scale and the Turtle Cove got a 6 out of 10. And apparently it's in the Daintree Forest near the Great Barrier Reef. And you can actually go clothing optional the whole time you're there. Wherever you go in the resort, you can opt to wear clothes or not wear clothes. Up to you.
And would you do it?
Hell no. You know how awkward I am about nakedness. Oh. I'm barely naked for 10 minutes during the day.
My insecurities are screaming right now.
I know, right? Imagine.
I'm just picturing myself naked. And I know I did the nudie run through the 2GO studio.
I was
going to
say, didn't you do the nudie run?
I did do that, but I did that knowing it was over within seconds.
Exactly.
And so if I'm on a holiday and I'm walking past strangers.
I could not
think
of anything worse.
If you're not checking each other out too.
Well, that's why they're there.
Yeah.
I'd have to have a lot of Cosmos and pina coladas to go to that holiday.
And I'd have probably triple the spray tans going.
Oh, yeah, that's just a good time. Yeah, free spray tans on arrival, which is good. But that got a 6 out of 10. But do you want to hear some of the more raunchy places?
Can you please book this? Can you please go?
I'm not
Come
going.
Come on.
No way.
You've brought it up for a reason. You just need some encouragement.
There's a couple in Cancun in Mexico. If you want to pay for me to go, I'm happy to explore my sexuality.
Rach and I will chip in for you to go to Turtle Island, all right?
Oh.
We're not paying for no Cancun.
Turtle Island just doesn't sound fancy, does it? Does not sound fancy.
Look, that's as much as we're willing to do. I mean, Ray's just got back from a nude cruise, so she can tell you all about it.
Yeah, what a nude cruise, guys. You went with your nan. How was it?
She's looking good for her age, actually.
Is she?
Picked up a couple of times, old nan.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Yeah, breakups. This is the time of the year that it goes down. This is it. January, they say.
I always hear people talking about this because it's coming up to Valentine's Day, which, let's be real, that's just a holiday to make more money.
Of course. And it's also a great time to break up with someone so you don't have to get them something.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing as well.
Yeah. I had someone break up with me once just before Christmas time.
Did you?
And so I missed out on Christmas, birthday, and Valentine's, so that was fun.
Well, that's financially smart on their behalf.
friends. I think they were in some financial trouble.
Oh, were they?
Had to make some cuts, you know?
Look, Em is running in the news that January is divorce season. Apparently, it's all due to the post-holiday blues that couples experience after the highs of Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. And so we put it out there, 13, 12, 16, have you broken up in the last month? We wanted to do our own little survey. You know what? Normally when we don't, if we don't get any calls on this show, I flip it. I go mad. I get so mad. But this is a good one not to get a call on, isn't it?
What, because it's nice that one's had a breakup. Or maybe
still together.
It's just because it might be raw and they don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it.
I wouldn't want to talk about my breakup.
It is a tough thing to talk about. Unless you've done the breaking up and then, you know. Get on.
I'm the type of person that I would rather be broken up with than break up with someone.
Would you?
Oh, I think it's rough to break up with someone.
It is, yeah. You're right. It is tough.
How many people have you broken up with?
Oh, I can tell you I've never been broken up with. So no one's broken up with me.
Oh, you're so wanting, Gaundy. You must be amazing in relationships. Look at you. You're so attractive.
Thank you.
Sarcasm noted.
No, well, I haven't been broken up. Have you been broken up with?
Yes, I have. I just said.
There you go. And have you done the breaking up?
A couple of times.
Have you?
And it's horrible.
And what's your approach? You need to just cut that thing clean.
I'm so weak.
See you later.
I just say I'm such a coward when it comes to stuff like that.
No, you have not text.
No, it wasn't text.
Phone.
It was Facebook Messenger.
I mean, at least
it wasn't like a big relationship. It was only 4 years. I'm kidding.
At least you can see when they've seen it on Facebook, so you know that they've received the message. So, I mean, you're not fully wimping out of that one. You know what I mean? You know what you're getting on that.
It's rough, but that's in all seriousness. I'm a coward.
Look, 13, 12, 16, we leave the lines open just to put this, you know, to the test. If you've experienced a breakup or
we've busted
thinking
this
about
news
it.
Story
we
wide
have.
Open, Em.
Em is reporting fake news. Everyone's staying together, which is great news. Our producer, Rach, on the other hand, though.
Don't.
Jacob's leaving the coast and,
long distance, Gaundy.
You are just another statistic.
You know
statistic.
What I always say?
You're a statistic.
Long distance. Long distance. Is amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Never works. Just a heads up. Are you moving to Darwin?
No.
Okay.
Just checking.
So you pick us over at Jacob. The silence is deafening.
Enough.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
He's captured the hearts of a whole nation, Ray Johnston. If you've seen it in the news in the last 24 hours, he's put an ad up on Gumtree. He's a 75-year-old pensioner. And he wrote on Gumtree, "My name is Ray Johnston, Australian. I'm a widower, pensioner who is looking for a fishing mate as my previous fishing mate is now deceased. I'm a land-based fisherman and I have all the gear for all types of fish that is required for land-based fishing. What I want is a fishing mate in a similar position to myself who also wants someone to go fishing with and I'm willing to share all the costs."
Now, a lot of news sites picked it up over the last 24 hours. And
I love under the description on Gumtree, he's put used.
Well, he joins us right now. He said he wasn't doing many interviews.
I can't believe we've got him on the phone.
We have Ray. Morning, Ray.
Big Razor.
Hi, oh, how are you?
We're well, mate. How's all this media attention coming your way? It's unbelievable.
It's been overwhelming.
It's going to ruin you.
Have you been a busy man, Ray?
Yeah, my phone's been non-stop all yesterday.
Non-stop. Well, thanks for giving us the time, Ray. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Ray, I did read here in this story that you found a fishing mate. How'd that come about?
Oh, through this ad, I had about 300 calls yesterday. I sorted out, I got it down to about 7 or 8 at the moment.
Oh, that's good options.
Oh, so you're now picking and choosing who you want to go fishing with, Ray.
I'd like to thank half a dozen people that you've got there in Sydney.
Yeah.
That are doing a fundraiser for me to fly me over to Sydney line me up with accommodation and get me onto a charter boat.
I saw that, and you've never been on a charter boat before, right, Ray?
No, I've also had an offer from one here in South Australia to a station at Marion Bay there on York Peninsula.
Yep.
And they're going to take me and my grandson out on a fishing charter free of charge. So.
Oh, you've hit the amazing, fishing mate. Lottery, Ray.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not offering you enough, Ray.
He said the last big fish he caught when he was out of his own charter, he got a 50-kilogram tuna.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a big tuna.
That is very nice. Well, mate, we would love to go fishing with you when you do come to Sydney. We'd definitely make that trek to come out with you.
Yeah, let's hope that happens.
Yep. Too well, many to choose
sounds
from.
Sounds like you've got too many replies to get to, Ray. You're going to be fishing for the rest of your life. You've
done well, Ray.
Yeah, it's been about 40 years since I've been in Sydney. I probably wouldn't know the place now.
Nah, you'll love it, Ray. You'll love it.
Fish off the Sydney Harbour Bridge, Ray. That'll be a good time.
Nice long line.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray, can I ask, though, because the back story is that you put this up on Facebook, you put it up on a bunch of different social media accounts, just looking for a mate.
How it started is I put a notice in the shop window here. I'm in country. I'm just north of Adelaide in the country.
Yep.
I put a notice in the shop window, nothing eventuated for that, so... I put one on Facebook and nothing happened there. And then a friend of mine mentioned, why don't you just put an ad on Gumtree and see what happens?
You never thought you'd go viral, did you, Ray?
Never thought I'd do this.
No, well, look, we love you, Ray. We're glad you found yourself a fishing mate. And it's just
it's been my favourite story of the last year.
It's just a great story now that it's all done and dusted. So... enjoy that, mate, and thanks for chatting to us here on CFM. We appreciate you giving us the time.
Okay, yeah.
What a spin out for Ray. I mean,
what a legend.
I know. Now he's doing radio interviews, the whole deal, but...
He was on the TV.
Yeah. That's the pinnacle.
He's famous.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.